And welcome back to the Central Tire and Auto Radio Halftime Show on 92.1 KRLS. We have a special guest joining us here at halftime. He is currently a Dort defender, a junior wide receiver. One of my favorite calls of all time. There's your record breaker. It's Levi Jungling, the state's all-time leading receiver and a Pella Christian High School graduate. First of all, Levi, thank you for joining us. It's a long trip from Sioux Center. What does it mean to be here back at Eagle Lane and be in this atmosphere?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me up here. It's really awesome to be here. This is actually the first time I've been able to come back because we always are playing on Saturdays. So it's awesome to be here, see my little brother play varsity football for the first time. It's really exciting, and it's been an awesome first half too, obviously.
And Dan has this extra gear about him. After a summer of hard work, he was playing baseball. Obviously, near the end of last year, kind of flashed his running ability. What are we seeing now? Jukes and just trucking defenders? I mean, Levi, he's having a great season, and he's having a great game.
Yeah, I've been following, listening to KNIA, listening to the games, and I've heard him, you know, running, making people miss. So seeing it live, I'm just, wow. He's really making guys miss in the open field and making plays out of nothing. It's fun to watch, and he's become an exciting player, explosive. So that's awesome.
And so when you look at this Pella Christian team, obviously they've graduated so many great playmakers since you played. You think of guys like Noah Trimer and all the way down Nathan DeBrine, who are playing some college ball now. You know, when you think about where Dan's at now as a senior leader, what are the things that you think are going through his mind as he has to try and lead this team? They do need these kinds of plays from him. And obviously Jace is having a big game too. But, you know, what's that like as a leader to try and lead a football team when you know that you're the guy?
Yeah, obviously he's had to step up a lot this year in the absence of those guys that you mentioned. And he's needed to take on more of that leadership role. So, you know, we've had a lot of discussions about what that means to be the kind of the guy that everybody looks to in the midst of a battle, and the guy that, you know, that can say, you know, get on my back and I'll lead you where we want to go. So it's awesome to see him kind of embrace that this year and tonight, especially, you know, make plays and I'll take you guys where you want to go. So get on my back.
So let's talk Dort football. We've talked a lot on our airwaves, more than I ever thought about Dort football, from where you were your senior season. At one point you told me, I'm not going to Dort. And then you met Coach Penner. You and David went up there, kind of opened up this recruiting opportunity, not only here from Pella and Pella Christian, but across the country. And since then, obviously a different kind of culture. What's it been like over these past 2 years to watch and be a part of this Dort team that went from not having a football program at all to last year having 7 wins, and now that you guys are finally healthy, getting back to some winning football?
Yeah, I mean, seeing that kind of transition from, you know, a not very good football team to a team that's competing for GPAC championships has been really cool. Just seeing that unfold and the transformation, you know, both mentality-wise and athletically-wise that we've made on the field, just kind of shifting that mindset from we can hang in games to we can win these games to we're going to dominate these games has been exciting to be a part of for sure.
Well, and for the first time since you've been there, you and Noah Clayburgh healthy at the same time, him at quarterback, you catch a touchdown pass from Noah Clayburgh. When Pella fans, if we said that 5 years ago, we'd think you're crazy. Did Levi actually transfer to Pella or whatever it might have been? But here you are with all these playmakers from Pella, and they come together with PC. What has that experience been like, knowing there are so many good players in Pella and Pella Christian have had good football teams, and that showing up at Dort with a lot of guys seeing the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to have all these playmakers from Pella. It's exciting to be on the same field as them because, you know, in high school you always hear about all the big plays Clayburgh and all of them are making across town. So being on the same field as them in the heat of the battle has been fantastic. And obviously having Noah back healthy this year, you saw the results. You know, he rushed for 220 and passed for another 150. So he's going to take a lot of people the conference by storm this year. And it's just been really exciting and fun to be a part of playing football with him and seeing him do what he does.
Well, now, you've been dealing with an injury yourself, and with that came some tough losses early in the season. How have you been bouncing back from a really tough shoulder injury, obviously making your first start in quite some time last week, and how is the team kind of bouncing back from some of those early season struggles?
Yeah, we had some key guys out on offense early in the year. So I think a lot of guys had to step up, young guys had to step up and kind of fill these new roles, which I feel like helped them grow and our whole team grow a lot. When we were kind of down, some of the guys we usually look to, other guys had to grow a lot more than they would have. So I think that overall helped our team. Obviously, we took some tough losses with guys being hurt. But now that we're healthy and back, I think overall, we grew a lot more than we would have if everyone had been healthy the whole season.
And you got a big game coming up Saturday, Northwestern coming to town. Yep. As far as I know, as of right now, I'm riding with the Jungling family up there. And we and you're hoping a lot of fans will, at least at the very least, listen along live or see some of the video. But you've had quite the contingent of Pella Christian fans coming up. And I know I've talked to you several times. You really do appreciate the support because it's not an easy drive from here to there.
Oh, yeah. There's so many ties to Northwest Iowa, you know, to Dutch communities. So it's awesome to see how much support Dort has. And just with all these Pella guys coming up, obviously family and friends have started to grow an interest in Dort football. So if anyone wants to come out next Saturday, big rivalry game, should be fun. Pack the stands. So.
And my last question for you, your younger brother right now has a continuous clock rolling as soon as we start the third quarter. What do you think about the rest of this Eagles season? They're 1-4, played some really tough teams, but if we see this team, hey, there might be a fun playoff run ahead of us, huh?
Yeah, obviously it's always tough starting off with a non-district schedule like they had, and I know they battled through some injuries. So now that I think they're getting healthy and they've obviously grown a lot through that good competition that they faced early in the year, so I think – you know, with everyone stepping up and making plays like they are tonight, they could have a good year and make a pretty surprising playoff run to a lot of the state. But I think that's what they're expecting. So it's exciting. Exciting to watch them play.
Exciting to see old friends. Your old basketball coach here, Larry Hessing, you got to say hi to him.
Good to see him, yeah.
Yeah, I was actually the other day looking back at some photos that Troy took of the Kemper game back in the semifinals. You're seeing that was a fun basketball game.
Yeah,
it's Levi Jungling, the state's all-time leading receiver, Pella Christian High School graduate who's playing Dort football. We really appreciate you taking the time, especially on the night where you can watch your younger brother, and we look forward to seeing this Saturday up at Northwest or up at Sioux Center.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We'll see you next week.
Levi Jungling joining us. We'll have more of the Central Tire and Auto Radio Halftime Show when we come back on KRLS.